From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County officials released the county's crisis response and recovery plan this week. The guidelines focus on workforce development, growing industries, infrastructure, investment, and establishing downtown and community centers as creative hubs. Tourism Director Terry Bagshaw said the plan has been an ongoing effort. Focus groups were held with specialty retail, resorts and lodging, restaurants and hospitality, personnel service, construction and service contractors, manufacturing and distribution, arts, recreation and entertainment, and nonprofit organizations. The group has been providing businesses with information about grant and loan opportunities, Bagshaw said, and launched a new website for residents to support their local restaurants. Bagshaw said, and I quote, "As we begin to open up, we continue to work with businesses to make sure they have information on how to open safely," end quote. Greene County's economy depends on tourism, and many summer events have been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In response to a tourism department survey in May, 65% of respondents said they would travel within the first month of the region reopening. 92% said they will likely take road trips first. Eating out and outdoor recreation were among the top activities that travelers are looking forward to, Bagshaw said. Greene County Economic Development and Tourism Director Carl Heck agrees that short day trips will make a comeback. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The City of Hudson is alerting residents and visitors that work is scheduled to begin in Promenade Hill Park on Monday, June 8th. Surveyors will be present to update boundary lines and to prepare the site for planned improvements. According to a statement from Mayor's aide Michael Chimides, the planned improvements, and I quote, include preserving historic features while providing access to park amenities and extraordinary views of the Hudson and Catskills for people with all abilities, end quote. City officials advise everyone to be aware of the workers' presence, to wear a mask, and to give the workers extra space. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The proposal to expand the Port of Albany into the town of Bethlehem took a step forward last week when the Town Planning Board accepted the state environmental quality review for the project. The 80-acre expansion project must now submit a site plan with names of specific tenants. Bethlehem Planning Director Robert Leslie said of the board's action, and I quote, "This is a big step," end quote. One of the next steps will focus on where a proposed building would be built. Port officials believe the expansion could play a role in the state's push to develop wind industry, especially off the coast of Long Island. The facility could possibly store or help prepare parts that go into offshore wind turbines, which could then be easily shipped in and out of the region via the port. Megan Daly, the port's director of economic development and procurement, said they are currently looking for tenants. The expansion would increase the port overall by 25%. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Greene County Department of Social Services reminding residents that as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the state has initiated a third round of the Home Emergency Assistance Program benefits through June 30th. The third round can only be accessed after first and second round regular and emergency heat benefits have been exhausted. The program is open to households in a heat or heat-related energy emergency and who met the eligibility guidelines. Information is available at the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance website or by calling the Greene County Social Services Department at 518-719-3700. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.